The Charter Commission consists of 11 members from around the island appointed by the mayor. Douglas Shipman Adams is the chair.
The Charter Commission's responsibility is to take a look at the charter as it currently exists. Based on our experience, we also are listening to the departments as well as the members of the public and then, of course, the mayor. All of those inputs help us take a look at, is the charter doing what it's supposed to be doing now? But frankly, more importantly, is it doing what it needs to be doing in 10 and 20 years?
Where do the amendments come from? Adams again.
The only way proposals get onto the commission's agenda is a commissioner proposes it.
Adams says the commissioners then discuss each proposed amendment. So far, 27 amendments are up for discussion, but not all of them will make it to the ballot. They include lengthening county council terms from 2 years to 4, providing a way for council members to discipline a member who refuses to do the job, changing the county's open space purchase fund, and allocating 1% of property taxes for emergency relief. Several are just wording changes or make the charter conform to current law. Adams says the voting on the final proposed amendments will be no later than November 3, 2020, but there is another option the commission will consider at its April meeting.
We have the authority by statute to call a special election.
Although the public may testify at all Charter Commission meetings, this week begins formal public hearings. The full schedule for public hearings is at the Charter Commission's website at hawaiicounty.gov. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.